Jason, good to talk to you again.
Good to be back.
Things are winding down.
Well, yeah, we're kind of past the almost at the halfway point. We're past the halfway point. There's still two more days of the convention to go, but yesterday was one of the major practical formalities of the convention when Hillary Clinton formally got the votes to be the first female to lead a major presidential party ticket in history. And I was there when Missouri cast its ballots. It was split between Clinton and Bernie Sanders, but the person doing the honors was U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill, who was the first female U.S. senator who was elected in her own right. So there was a nice parallel with the Show Me State there.
How about your own feelings at that time? I mean, history clearly was made at that moment, and that's something that you can say you're a part of for the rest of your life.
Well, when you put it that way, it certainly makes me feel more special than I was appearing at the time. You know, this is a historic moment, regardless of your political affiliation. You know, it was historic back in 2008 when Barack Obama became the first African-American presidential nominee and later the first black president. And it remains to be seen whether this distinction is going to energize female voters to get out in large numbers. You know, not just it shouldn't necessarily be an automatic cinch that just because somebody's a woman, they're going to vote for the Democratic nominee, because there is a pretty vast fountain of Republican female voters out there as well. But with the political machinations aside, it is definitely a big milestone for the Democratic Party and for America that this occurred.
What kind of a buzz was there amongst the delegation this morning following the Bill Clinton speech last night?
Well, as you kind of alluded to off air, the former president gave a pretty lengthy speech, as he usually does. I mean, Bill Clinton is one of the great orators and extemporaneous speakers of our time. But one thing that he does is often give a lengthy speech. But I think that the people there were definitely impressed and enthused by his speech. It was a different posture for him. He usually speaks as either a wannabe president, a president, or a former president. It's the first time somebody has spoken as a first spouse who is a man and not a woman. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see if Hillary Clinton does win the presidency, what the former president's role will be in her administration. And I think that the fact that he used that speech to reintroduce himself and to get a little bit more personal about himself and Hillary Clinton, I think, definitely left a mark on many of the delegates.
And you had some pretty interesting speakers there this morning before the delegation, which is customary. Every day begins with some visiting speakers, doesn't it?
Yes. And today the two speakers were U.S. Senator Al Franken of Minnesota, who used his speech to talk not only about how Democrats need to work against Donald Trump, but also about how Missouri Democrats need to be energized for Secretary of State Jason Kander. He says that he's been putting a lot of extra effort for Kander's race. We also had Kansas City Mayor Sly James speak, and he talked about three different areas that he agrees with and finds concord with Hillary Clinton on. One of them was her advocacy for gun control. And he used his speech to heavily criticize the Republican legislature for not doing more on that issue. It's really a tough thing for Democrats who believe in gun control in Missouri, because not only do you have a hostile legislature, but you often have Democratic candidates that run statewide that are kind of in the middle of the road on that issue, including presumptive Democratic nominee Chris Koster. So James, while acknowledging that reality, said that Democrats who believe that firearms should be restricted in some ways need to be more aggressive politically, and they may even need to target legislators who he sees as unhelpful on that issue. It was a very rousing speech, and I think it got a lot of delegates from both the Sanders and Clinton side pretty fired up.
Well, the big headliner tonight, of course, and there are others, but Barack Obama is the big headliner tonight. I'm sure, Jason, when we get together tomorrow, we'll be talking about what he had to say and his impact on the Missouri delegation. Thank you for being with us once again today. Get some rest, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you later.
Jason Rosenbaum at the Democratic National Convention.